You know, that's a very difficult question to answer in the sense that what we do when we have a client is we agree that we will not approach anybody that reports to the position that we're recruiting for or the position of the individual that's hired us for a year. And there are relatively few institutions, I can't give you the exact number, that are likely to have candidates that you would want to consider. So the answer is, in the big pool of things, not very many. But it doesn't mean that you can't approach candidates. If you get what we don't feel we want to approach from an ethical point of view, a person that we've met in a previous search. But if an individual is nominated, whether that comes to us or you, we will notify you. And if a member of the search committee wishes to approach them, that's fine. And if the person says, I'm in the open market and I want to be a candidate, but we haven't approached them, we then can put them into the process. And that's understood by our clients.
All right. Any other burning questions? I'll keep us on time. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Hope to have the opportunity to work with you, but it's been a pleasure meeting you.
And just, we have three firms. Only one will be selected, but if you happen not to be the one, we look forward to working with you in the future, too. So thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Pam, they do notice to hang around till we're finished, right?
I'm gonna.
Francis said the audit tonight.
Is the Hollins Group, and I'll welcome you and thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for your responsiveness and your willingness to readjust your schedules on such short notice. We greatly appreciate it. I'm Pam Strobel, and I've spoken with Larry on the phone. We have about 10 minutes we're giving each firm for your more formal presentation, and then 5 to 10 minutes for questions from the trustees.
Thank you.
So, floor is yours.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for this morning. Let me introduce, again, I'm Larry Hollins, president of the Hollins Group, and with me is Dr. Charles Taylor, who runs our not-for-profit and higher education practice. We're honored to be here, and at the end of the day, hopefully that you'll select the Hollins Group to find your next president. From the materials that you've received, and I don't want to be repetitive, we've been at this for 23 years. Our sole practice is retained executive search. We have offices in New York, Atlanta, Chicago. Domestically, we're affiliated with an organization that gives us international access in 36 countries throughout the world. We have done somewhere in the neighborhood of 28 presidential searches, where we're involved with search committees and trustees like yourself. The majority of those have been run by Dr. Taylor. When we conduct a search, we work together to get things done because there's just so many moving pieces, quite frankly, in one of these searches. And I think we're pretty good at what we do. 19% of our presidential searches have been filled with female candidates, 67% minority candidates throughout since we've been involved in this business. We focus on everything from the vice presidential level to the presidential level within the academic side of the work. Chuck, did you want to?
We want to make sure that we were asked to talk about how we maintain confidentiality, and we work hard at that. There is a limited number of people who have access to the candidate files, myself and two associates of mine who assist me in identifying candidates and then collecting the relevant information, and really no one else has access to those files. And we maintain that all the way through, and sometimes it's difficult depending on which state you're working in. I have actually been threatened by a county sheriff who told me that he wanted the list and he wanted them by 5 o'clock. or he was going to send the guy after me to take me to jail. So I had them at 5 o'clock in his office. But we work hard at it because it does influence the search. Because as you all know, that there are many people who are interested but don't want their identities known at a particular point in time for a variety of reasons. And so you have to work very hard at that. And as Larry said, we've been doing this for a long time. So we know how to do it. It's not always comfortable, but we do know how to do it, and we would pledge that to the University of Illinois. We managed to do that for this campus once. We did a search for the chief of police. I thought Barbara was here somewhere, but and managed to keep that relatively quiet until it was done. And when you got a lot of police people involved in it, it's pretty hard to keep it closed because they know everything. We are experienced in that area, and we'll do our utmost to maintain the confidentiality of both the process of the search as well as the people who are involved in it.
The objectives that you set out in terms of the time frames, we see fitting within things that we can do. It is not going to stretch our firm any more than any other search which would stretch us. We would have particular attention only because it is the University of Illinois. It is in the state in which I live. And so it's particularly personal and partial in terms of making sure that we get done what you want to get done. And given the time frames that you broadly set up, we see that well within the reach of making things happen. So we're not bothered or disturbed by that one way or the other. Anything? We're open.
We prepared to answer questions.
Okay.
Jessica, go ahead. What sets you apart from your competitors?
I think on a personal level, because of the size of our firm, some people may refer to us as a boutique. We've got 12 members in the firm. We work very, very closely together. Each search is very, very critical to the success of the organization. And I have personally taken an interest in starting the business back in 1988, you know, that we would engage in searches that mattered versus search for search purposes.
We've had some unique experience in the field of higher education. I've been a president twice, have been a trustee twice. And so I've been on both sides of the table. I ran the Standard Oil Foundation, and so we funded lots of colleges and universities. And so I've been able to see it and to participate in it from a variety of different perspectives. You know, from on the presidential side, I went to Joe and begged money when he was at Cummins, and then had to deal with all of the things surrounding the complexities of what university senior officials do. So I think we bring that experience to the table, and because we are in the market all of the time, we have relationships with people in higher education that are continuous, people that we are able to go to talk about prospects and who we should be talking to for various positions. So we maintain a solid set of connections as well.
Ben? Any particular thoughts about the approach that you would take given the situation that we're facing of going through the admissions issue we've been in that you think should be considered as a part of your search process?
Well, I think it's always important to try to match the people that we're looking at with the particular desires of our client, including the climate in which that takes place. Several years ago, I had an assignment that ended up hiring a guy that some of you probably already know, Walter Massey, who used to run the lab here. I recruited him from the University of California to come back to his alma mater to be president after a presidency that had some difficulties, and it was really necessary for them to reestablish their reputation, and Walter was able to do that with uncanny skill and ability. So we try to look at, you know, what the environment is, what are the issues that this person has likely dealt with, and then what experience does that person bring to the table that will allow them to address some of those issues. So we'd be looking at people who had addressed some admissions related set of issues that they had effectively dealt with. That certainly wouldn't be the only thing, but and it may not be, they may not have it, but that'd be certainly something that you'd want to look for in terms of somebody who could address some of those issues that are likely to, even though it may not be paramount now, it's likely to rear its head again just because people like to continue to look at the same stuff over and over and over again, that it's likely to come up, and the person will need to have some facility in dealing with that set of issues. Thank you.
Of the 28 presidential searches in which you participated, give me some time frames, like how many of those have taken place in the last 3 or 4 years?
Well, we do approximately 2 a year. So in the last 3 or 4 years, we've probably done 8.
Could you pick one that you would say would be the most comparable one to the University of Illinois? I'm learning a lot about this myself, I know that there's a distinction people draw between a public university search and private, the size of the institution.
Yes.
You know, we will have a fairly large committee, we will make it very inclusive.
Yes.
So anything that you can draw upon about your experience that you would say is comparable?
Well, let me say first that while there are those things that are comparable between institutions, the key factor is that executive search in the academic arena is executive search in the